It's time for the High School Report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. We're joined, as always, on Friday afternoon by Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. How are you this Friday, Mark?
All right, Rich. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thank you. Boy, after our long stretch of great weather, we finally got hit with a little bit of rain here, and it looks like, from what I'm seeing on your Facebook page, that it's already changed the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, I expect more to be coming in. I guess we could get some thunderstorms tomorrow, huh? And Oceanside. This is a long trip, huh? Oceanside to Caribou.
Wow.
That's a long trip. And they're going to make that. Coach Don Shields and the gang are going to make that trip on Monday now. So that's a seven against number seven at number six. So definitely two teams that weren't expected by a lot of people to get there, and they're there, and they'll play that Monday afternoon. And the regional finals are scheduled for Tuesday. So that's a quick turnaround.
Man, oh, man. Well, already have been some surprises, and I would say none bigger than in Class A. What an effort by Grady Van Edenstein and the Brewer Witches.
Yeah, he's been good all year, and he was good at a huge moment there the other day. I think we talked, like, last week, baseball is the one sport where it's not a huge surprise when number eight beats number one, because it takes, if you have an ace that can throw like he can and get the job done, anything can happen in any game, and, that proved it there. And, there's been a few of those around. As I said, Oceanside's in the regional final at number seven in Class D. You have a strong pitcher, you can get by and go from there.
Well, it should be an interesting semifinal matchup there, as they'll get together with Cross the Bridge rivals Bangor in the next round.
Yeah, always fun when those two get together in any sport. And, this is for a trip. The winner gets a trip to the regional final. So, obviously a lot on the line. And, expect that to be a good one right now, that schedule for tomorrow.
Any other surprises or mild upsets of the seeds here in the first round or two?
Well, in softball, in Class D, Jonesport Beals number 12. They're in the semifinals. They're going to play at number one Penobscot Valley, scheduled for tomorrow right now. So that's probably been, other than Brewer, that's been a huge surprise there. A lot of seeds have held. I think Class D baseball and Class D softball should be interesting. And in baseball, Bucksport at Foxcroft Academy. Foxcroft's number one, 16-1. But, Bucksport has that strong baseball tradition, well coached. And, in Mount View at Washington Academy, 3-2, I think that's going to be, everything that, everybody expects for 2-3 games to be. So that should be interesting. In Class D softball, you got, Washington Academy softball at Bucksport, and then Madden also at Dex. So it should be two good games there. And, Class B softball, Ellsworth 3 at Old Town 2, that should be one of the better games of the weekend. And then for Nokomis, the number one seed there, they host Herman right now, scheduled for tomorrow. So a lot of interesting stuff going on, and it's good time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just got to get this rain out of the way here in the next day or two, and then hopefully get it all cleared out so we can get back on schedule next week. And some big games and an exciting time of year. And we focus on baseball and softball, but there are a lot of other things going on in other sports too, with track and tennis. And it's just a fun time of year for high school athletics.
Yeah, it certainly is. I also posted the tennis regionals are tomorrow. They will be held. Either way, they have a backup plan to move those indoors if they need to tomorrow in north and the south. They do have a backup plan. So those are going on tomorrow. Track state championships were last week. We posted those results. A lot of good stuff. At the regional finals next Tuesday, and go from there. But it's definitely, and it's really not only the weather, it's hot scheduling anyway, because, schools have things at different times. I mean, I know those are graduation last night. I know Matt Nockook has one tomorrow at 4. That's why the Dexter Matt Nockook softball game is at 10 a.m. So there's a lot of things going on that athletic directors and administrators have to plan around, and including the weather every year. So we went through this last year.
Yeah, and if only the MPA would let teams play on Sundays, but we'll worry about that another day.
It would be very helpful for at least situations like this. Maybe not in the regular season, but we go through this in basketball too. If they could, for just not worry about it tomorrow, because the weather's not going to be great, and they know that, and spring on Sunday, that'd be great. But now, some games are being moved to Monday, and they're going to be, as I said, playing back-to-back days. And in baseball, that definitely could be a factor.
Well, go to Eastern Maine Sports for the latest information on everything that's going on, including schedule changes, scores, highlights, interviews. As always, Mark, appreciate it. I know you're going to have a busy week. We hope you can squeeze this in next Friday in the middle of everything.
Yeah, well, that's the day before the state. Shouldn't be much going on that day, but we definitely can be getting ready for the state championship game.
All right, we'll be looking forward to it. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports with our high school report here on Downtown, brought to you every week by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.